Got another one?
Oh, boy.
What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Right? Brad Pitt? Seven? Nothing? Yeah, I'm the jerk. What's in the box?
Well, ever since Marshall and Lily got their own place, his mom keeps sending them boxes of his old stuff she's trying to get rid of.
Thanks, Ma. You really nailed it this time. I really needed He-Man's right arm and this old book of Mad Libs. Fart went to the fart. To fart fartly.
That's good stuff.
That's good.
Thanks, Ma.
Hello?
Hello? Ted Mosby?
Yep.
The window is open.
What?
The window is open.
To Marshall.
The window is open.
What are you waiting for?
Run, Ted! Run!
Ted runs out into the night.
Lily, the window's open.
We'll make a hole. He's up. Run, Ted, run!
He races down the street as a woman comes out of a doorway.
Ted?
Hey!
Hey!
Maggie! I was just, you know, how are you?
I'm fine, I guess. Actually, no, I'm not fine. I just broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You want to hang out tonight?
Sure.
Snapshots of Ted, Lily, Robin, Marshall, and Barney. How I Met Your Mother, created by Carter Bays and Craig Thomas.
So fun, you guys like it?
It was the most. Please tell me you got in the window.
I got in the window!
What is going on? What is the window?
You know how everyone has that guy or girl who, no matter what happens, you always remember them being the perfect one for you?
Mike Schatz.
Lily, that girl right over there.
Well, that girl for me was, and still is, Maggie Wilkes.
We all went to college together. She was awesome. Everybody loved her.
I think I know what we're dealing with here.
He mimes breasts.
Tell me when to stop.
It wasn't that Maggie was hot.
She was the ultimate girl next door.
She was the ultimate girl next door. Still is. I mean, every guy who meets Maggie falls madly in love with her, and that's the problem. Since I've known her, she's only been single for, like, three brief windows of opportunity. When she moved here and broke up with her college boyfriend, I waited a month, you know, so I wouldn't be the rebound guy. Well, the rebound guy lasted 2 years.
Dave.
After they broke up, I only waited a week. I was still too late. She dated that guy for 3 years. The next time, I wasn't messing around. I was at her door not 1 hour after they broke up. The only thing she did between becoming single and the moment I got there was go downstairs and check her mail. I was still too late, and she dated that guy for 4 years. I wasn't gonna let this happen again, so I begged her neighbor, Mrs. Douglas, to call me the second she and David broke up. And now a very single and available Maggie Wilkes is on her way to this very spot. I sent a cab with a female driver so she'd have no other interaction with a man until she got to me.
Well, she will still have no interaction with a man. What up? I feel good tonight. Tonight's gonna be good.
Oh, hell yeah! It's my overalls! I wore these babies all throughout high school. These were my jam.
God, you really were a virgin before you met Lily, weren't you?
No, that's unnecessary.
Oh, she's right, baby. If you had worn these things in college, even I wouldn't have slept with you. And if you recall, I was good to go.
No one, I mean no one, could get laid wearing these. Challenge accepted. I, Barney Stinson, being of sound mind and amazing body, will wear these overalls until I have sex with a woman.
I actually dated that guy.
Yeah. Okay. Quick game plan. Maggie shows up, couple of minutes of hugs and highs, and then everybody's out of here. This is my one shot. I am not gonna screw this up.
Who'd you get to cover your class tonight?
Crap!
Oh my God!
Oh my goodness.
Hey, stranger.
Hey.
Maggie, this is my roommate, Robin.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I totally forgot I have to teach a class tonight. Hey. Want to come with me and check out a real live architecture class?
Ooh, not even a little bit. You know, I'll just hang here with Marshall and Lily. It'll be fun.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Well, have a seat. Relax. Oh. Yeah, this is casual. This is all very, very, very casual. Listen to me. You want me to find the perfect girl so we can all grow old together? That is her. Do not let any guy near her, okay? That means no waiter takes her order, no busboy clears her table. If she bursts into flames, I want a fire woman putting her out.
I don't think 911 takes requests.
Damn it, Marshall. Whatever you have to do, keep Maggie Wilkes single until I get back. I left my tab open. Don't abuse it.
Target secure?
Target secure.
Oh my gosh. How weird. We all walked out of the bathroom at the same time.
Well, let's all walk back to the booth together.
They pass a man.
Oh my. Look at this, the table where we are sitting.
Back off.
Barney's with Robin at the bar.
Okay, not that I care about this challenge, but it's cheating to wear overalls over a suit.
No, it's not. They're not called over t-shirts, Robin. They're not called over shirtless fat guys who used to come fix my mom's car and then hang out with her upstairs for a little while. No, they're called overalls, okay? And I can wear them over whatever I want. Hey.
Oh, he's not saying hello. He's just telling you what he feeds his horsies.
Oh, man. I can sit here and make you look like a farmer jokes all night. Challenge accepted.
Good evening. Tonight, we're going to have a nice quick class on bridges. There are six types of bridges: beam, cantilever, arch, suspension, and two others. You got to land on both sides, water in the middle. See you all next week.
Hey, we get you for the whole hour.
Oh, come on, homie. Who really wants to sit here and listen to me yap about bridges for an hour?
Really?
I just thought about how awesome Ted is again.
This is a weird drinking game.
Can I buy you a drink?
He's got a big brown jug with three X's on it.
What have I done?
One very important thing to keep in mind when designing a bridge.
Maggie?
Oh, no. I mean, yes. Yes, when you're designing a bridge, always remember, make adjustments, go get it energized. Good advice for life, too.
So, Professor Mosby, is this Maggie someone special?
No, what? She's just this girl I've been into for a really long time, and, well, tonight could be the one chance I have to go out with her, so.
They put their hands up.
Is she a hottie?
Yes, Jamie, she's very attractive. And if we can just end class right now, Betty.
Maggie may finally be available, but what about you, Professor Mosby? Are you ready for a serious relationship?
Totally. I mean, I think so. Maybe. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about this.
What is it?
It's a homework assignment from when I was 15. Write a letter to your 30-year-old self with a list of goals you hope to achieve. Okay. Dear future me,
first off, you better be driving either a kick-ass Camaro or the A-Team van. That's priority numero uno. And by now, your rat tail should hang down to your frickin' knees. You can still slam dunk, obviously, and you've legally changed your name to Vanilla Thunder. Your wife, let me break it down, blonde, 6 feet tall, has an awesome rack, and caters to your every need.
Sorry, babe.
That's okay, you just described your mother.
Ew.
Keep going.
You're still rocking the stonewashed overalls because this look is working. Oh, and most importantly, you better be saving the world. If you became some lame corporate sellout, just throw yourself off a cliff because you suck. And I lick you boom boom down.
Hilarious. I became a lame corporate sellout. I work for GNB, the most evil bank in the history of the world.
Oh, come on, Vanilla Thunder. Everyone's got to grow up and get a real job.
Yeah, I remember back in college, Maggie wanted to be a marine biologist by day and mentor inner city kids by night. What did you really end up doing?
Those things.
Marshall stands up.
Baby, where are you going?
I gotta do something at work. It won't take long.
What's up with Marshall?
Oh, no. think he's going to quit his job. I'm sorry, Maggie. I gotta go stop him.
She follows him to the door, and a man in the next seat turns to talk to Maggie. Lily spots him and looks horrified.
Ted, I had to leave the bar, but it's okay. I left Maggie with Robin.
You left Maggie with Robin?
Relax. I've got things under control.
You don't understand the situation. This girl is like a super-powered man magnet.
Oh, Teddy, I know a little something about man magnets. You see, your friend may be one of those magnets that can hold up a picture of your kids on the fridge, but I'm one of those magnets that can pick up cars in a junkyard. Who's this?
Oh, Robin, this is Jim, a good friend of mine from work.
Oh, well, hello there.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, boy.
What does being ready even mean? I thought I was ready last year. I wound up getting left at the altar. I'll be honest, guys. I'm a little scared. Okay, Lewis, then Betty.
We're all scared, Professor Mosby.
Doesn't being scared let you know you're onto something important?
Yeah. I mean, if you're not scared, you're not taking a chance. And if you're not taking a chance, then what the hell are you doing? Right?
I think you're ready, bro.
Jimmy, you're so funny.
Funny? I think he's hilarious. In fact, I laughed so hard, I think I may have just peed my pants.
He glances at Robin.
I better take off. I'm going to the opening of that photography exhibit that they were talking about at work, Les Chiennes Erotiques. I have an extra ticket if you want
me? I'd love to.
All right, I gotta go.
Hey, one last piece of advice. Make adjustments.
Go get energized!
Ted answers his mobile on the way out.
Hello?
Ted, change of plans.
You left her with Barney?
Ted, will you take it easy? I'm your bro.
You're an animal.
And even though our bro-lationship has suffered its setbacks in this area, I assure you I will be the perfect gentleman.
Oh, thanks. By the way, I really like those overalls.
You have 10 minutes to get down here or the window's closing.
10 minutes?
Yeah, because we're bros.
While I was racing through the streets of New York trying to get back to the bar, your Aunt Robin was doing her best to keep Jim away from Maggie.
Can we go back to the bar and see if Maggie's still there?
I love erotic dog photography. Did you see the one over there of the corgis doing it people style?
I'll get us a taxi. I just feel bad leaving Maggie all alone.
No, let's have a glass of wine first.
She pours it over her top.
Oops. Oh, man. Oh, look how filthy I am. I am just a filthy, filthy girl who would totally go to second base with a guy as a favor to a friend. Oh, you like that? Ooh. Oh, it's dirty.
I'm gonna call Maggie, see what she's doing.
God, Maggie, 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 give it a rest. Jeez, she's hanging out with Ted tonight.
Ted? What about David?
They broke up.
Maggie's single?
That doesn't sound familiar. Can I help wipe that off? Please.
I hate Barney Stinson!
Me too!
Lily finally got to GNB, but the place was deserted.
She reads Marshall's letter, then heads out.
Hey, baby. I thought you came here to quit your job. I forgot about the hoop.
Yeah, I thought if I could just do one thing in that letter, I wouldn't feel like such an old sellout, so I came out here to dunk.
Did it make you feel better?
I barely grazed the bottom of the net, and now my legs hurt so bad I can't even fall down.
I'm gonna... Wow.
Could you? Ted, I challenged myself to get laid wearing overalls, and if you stand in my way, then you're letting Barney win. And you don't want that. That smug son of a bitch will never let us hear the end of it.
Oh, thank God. Maggie.
Well, where do you think you're going?
Tell that girl I love her.
Get in line, bub.
Yeah, I'm gonna have sex with her, then he's gonna tell her he's in love with her, and then you can do whatever you want. Do we agree on the order?
Mister, you just missed out on the night of your life.
the night of your life.
Robin walks away, and they all look at Maggie.
I've been in love with her for 5 years.
I've been in love with her for 12 years.
I've been in these overalls for an hour and a half.
Hey, maybe you can't dunk anymore, but you've achieved more in your 30 years than that 15-year-old dweeb could ever dream of. You put yourself through Columbia Law School, you had the sense to chop off that stupid rat tail, and you married a smoking hot chick who looks nothing like your mother. I think that earned you an entire foot closer to dunking. There you go, Vanilla Thunder.
Step back.
Marshall kisses his hand and holds it up towards the basketball hoop. Then, in slow motion, he dribbles the ball, leaps, shoots, and misses.
Oh, baby. How about instead of dunking, we go up to your office and you lie very still while I go bananas all over you?
Could we maybe instead just do it right here?
She loves me.
Guys, we have to figure this out.
You're dealing with a very small window of opportunity here.
Guys, let me assure you, if you let me in there, that window's gonna open up again in like 10 minutes.
Wait, where's Maggie?
She's gone.
What?
I sent her home. You guys were like vultures fighting over her. Let her be single for once.
Stop. Jealous bitch.
Ew. No, she's right. Maggie deserves some time to herself. Look, nobody likes to be alone, especially after a breakup, but that's when we discover who we really are and what we really want. She deserves that.
And kids, I meant that, which is why I'm not proud of what happened next.
He runs out, and the other two follow him, tripping over a bar stool.
It's around the corner, Colin.
He goes into her block, and they fight to get to her front door, but Ted makes it first.
Hey, Maggie, sorry, class ran a little. Who's this?
This is Adam. It's so crazy. We grew up next door to each other. I mean, God, we haven't seen each other since...
A long time.
Yeah.
And then Maggie Wilkes told us the second greatest love story I've ever heard.
On the front lawn of a house, a small boy goes up to a small girl who's holding a rabbit. A few years later, the children play baseball together in the same garden. Then they're teenagers and kissing. Then, removal men carry furniture away, and the boy gives the girl a necklace before following them.
I just moved to town and I had to look her up.
Guess we got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, of course.
So, kids, I missed out on the ultimate girl next door. To the guy next door.
Well, see you next time.
There was no next time. Maggie's window never opened again.
They get older and have children.
Hey, I got it. The country bar, giddy-ups. The overalls, I got it work there.
Wingman me. I don't want giddy-ups. I want that. I forgot what it feels like to chase the real thing, but I think I'm ready again. Yeah.
Let me tell you where I'm at. I want to have sex with a girl so I can take off these overalls. Come on, Ted. You gotta help me. I gotta get these damn things off.
Hey there.
An old woman.
I just love your overalls.
Barney thinks about it. He looks down at the street, then walks slowly over to the steps of her apartment, flicking off one of the overall straps as he climbs up to the front door and goes inside.
Dear 60-year-old Marshall, by now you should be working somewhere that's making the world a better place, or at least trying to. No pressure, dude. Sir. Also, if time travel is possible, maybe you could give me a little sign on Tuesday, December 8th at 8:29 p.m.
Marshall looks around the bar, waiting, then gives up.
So, someone sent back these chicken wings because they were too hot. And I'm like, too hot? Are you crazy? So, free wings.
Old man Marshall, as long as you're still married to Lily, you're doing just fine.
He eats a chicken wing.
Sir, this is on us. Sorry the wings were so hot.
Oh, no, dear. It wasn't that they were too hot. It's just that I had wings earlier. Much earlier.
60-year-old Marshall looks at younger Marshall, who doesn't notice.